By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Some Americans could begin seeing $600 stimulus checks in their bank accounts as early as today. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin tweeted that payments may begin to arrive by direct deposit as early as Tuesday evening and will continue arriving into the next week. The government will begin mailing out the paper checks later today for people without government-registered bank accounts. Those checks are set to arrive after Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell earlier Tuesday blocked a vote on increasing the payments in the COVID relief package to $2,000. McConnell is tying the increase in payments to President Donald Trump's demand to curb the ability of technology companies to assess the validity of comments on social media and purported election irregularities. Democrats are pushing the Senate to pass the higher coronavirus pandemic relief payments, meeting the president's demand for $2,000 checks already approved by the House to replace the $600 stipends called for in legislation Trump signed late Sunday. President Trump also is urging the Senate to uphold his veto of a $740 billion defense spending measure, even as he predicts that the chamber will allow the veto to be overridden. The predecessor of Louisiana's incoming Republican member of the U.S. House, Luke Letlow, who died Tuesday night from complications related to COVID-19, said that, in his words, Luke was part of our family and that they were devastated about his loss. The state's newest congressman was admitted to a hospital 11 days ago after testing positive for the coronavirus. Letlow died only days before he would have been sworn into office. He was 41, married with two children. President-elect Joe Biden